Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voices of Integrity Beauty. My name is Roberta Michelle Sikon, and I am the founder of Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence and Motivation for You. Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence is a unique Christian ministry for women that includes pageantry, motivational speaking, and advocacy. Our program utilizes members' life experiences to enhance the lives of others and increases the participants' self-confidence and passion for Christ. Integrity Beauty is not a beauty pageant. It is a Christian pageant ministry that uses the crown and the sash as a tool to empower women to know that they are daughters of the King. The crown and the sash is used as a trademark of Miss Helen Albert, our visionary, which also represents that though we may be broken in God's sight, we are His princesses. I would like to introduce to you our 2015 Miss Maryland, Miss Jackie Walters. Today, Jackie will be discussing qualities of a great leader, part two. Hi, Miss Jackie. How are you today?
I'm fine, Miss Roberta, and yourself?
I'm well. I'm excited to get talking on this topic again because we had so much information the first time. I'm ready to hear part 6 through 10.
Yay. Well, excuse me, hard and produce well, then you need to be a winning example. To me, there is no greater motivation than seeing the boss down in the trenches. And what that to me means, You should never ask your employees to do anything that you wouldn't do, because that in turn makes for a hostile work environment, in my opinion. If my boss asks me to do something and I don't see her doing it, then that's going to make me angry, because if we come up short an employee one day, then I expect you to step in and help. That does not mean because you are my supervisor or you're higher than me that you should not be able to step in and help me, because at that point in time in my life, I need your help. And that does not mean sit behind a desk all day and look at that computer. If I come to you and tell you my partner did not come in today, that means, oh, well, whatever you have to do behind that desk needs to wait, and you need to help me until my work day is complete. To you, Ms. Roberta.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Jackie. I was listening to you read, and I was, like, really into what you were saying. I think that that's a really powerful point about your supervisor, because of the fact that a lot of times I think people forget that. Because, you know, I've had some really rough supervisors, really, really rough supervisors. And, I mean, they've taught me a lot. But sometimes I really have a funny feeling that, like, they forget that they have to step up. That's the reason why they're supervisors, because they're more experienced than we are. And
right.
Sometimes they totally forget that I've just had it happen to me where I've asked for help and they're like, you know, you just need to do it yourself. And it's like you sit there and you think to yourself, how the heck am I supposed to get this all done myself whenever I need your help? But then you try to overcome it and do the best you can. And Ms. Jackie, you're absolutely correct. That it makes a very good point. Now, what do we do if the supervisor won't do anything?
Oh, okay. In that aspect, I'll go into another department and ask someone there, would they be kind enough to help me until, you know, someone else comes along that works in my department that can help me? I am not and I will not complete a job that's for two people. That, in my opinion, Ms. Roberta, is unrealistic and it will never happen. I don't care in what aspect of my life that I have to do my task, whether it's on my full-time job, whether it's in pageantry, whether it's me and my diabetes awareness support group. I don't care what area of my life that I'm working. I am not going to do two people's job. That's not healthy either, because sooner or later you will burn yourself out. That is not good, and I'm not going to rush myself to the grave for nobody. When God calls me home and if it's my time, then I have to go. But I'm not going to let anybody, no man, woman, child, anything, rush me to the grave because they want you as one person to do two people's jobs. No.
Exactly. And the other thing, too, that Ms. Jackie, I've been learning about in college because I'm going to school to be to get my master's in social work, is that, well, I'm going for my bachelor's, but the end result will be my master's. But the professors make it very clear, do not, no matter what, unless somebody is willing to sign something or put their name next to it, no way, shape, or form, do not risk your license for anyone. Like, if they think it's that important to have something like done that they want done and you don't feel safe about it, you tell them, I'm sorry, I don't feel at peace about risking my license or putting my name on the line for this. And you tell them that either they're going to have to sign stating that it was them that told you to do it, or it just doesn't get done. And that's one thing, you know, when you have all that money and time invested in college, especially those that have licenses or special degrees that you have to have special requirements for, do not put yourself at risk for anyone. If you found a job there, I'm sure it might take you a while to find what maybe you're looking for, but you can go elsewhere. I would not subject myself to the risk of losing my license for anyone. I put too much time and money into this, but I would rather be too careful than not careful enough. And then, you know, you're banned, you can't work as a social worker or whatever you're doing anymore. And I think a lot of people, sometimes people forget that make sure you step up and stand up for yourself. If it's unethically wrong, don't do it. No matter
Amen.
What, don't do it. Yes. That was a good point, Miss Jackie.
Yep. And now we'll move on to number 7, positive attitude. You want to keep your team motivated towards the continued success of your company. The energy level's up. That means providing snacks, coffee, or relationship advice. Sometimes, Ms. Roberta, not all the time, but sometimes when we get up in the morning, we may not feel like a good morning or how you doing or none of that. Some mornings, you know, it's just not in us to be of a positive attitude. So when we go to work, we meet all of those, and I'm going to be very frank, heathens, that's going to make your day even worse by the things they may say or do to you. So to me, as being a supervisor or someone in upper management, you would think, okay, I know my people are not going to be motivated every day that they come in here, so I'm going to try to provide them, you know, with healthy things that they can do or healthy things they can say, like a, you know, a before morning workout or walk around the block or something of that nature, not nothing healthy like apples or oranges or grapes, something, you know, that they can come in and munch on in the morning if they don't have time for breakfast. And, you know, have a little table where everybody could possibly sit and talk and mingle before you have to get into the hustle and bustle of everyday life on that job. Well, how do you feel about that, Ms. Roberta?
I think that that's a wonderful idea because especially if you are in a job that takes a lot of your, what word do I want to use? I know what I'm trying to say, Ms. Jackie. I'm trying to say, I don't know what word to use. Communicate, like if you're a major communicator in your job, having to communicate with people, or if your job is a very emotionally challenging job, or anything that is based on like a certain area, it could be anything. Maybe if somebody, you know, has to do a lot where they're using their physical part of their body, or, you know, they should have ways for the people to have a safe place that they can go to just kind of download or prepare before or after. Because I'm going to be honest
right.
with you, with school, especially this semester, because, next two semesters are my last two semesters of college and for my bachelor's. And I'm going to tell you, to be quite honest with you, I am every day when I'm getting home, I just want to be, I just want to be still. I want to be quiet. I want to be able to release what all the emotion, like every, I can't explain it, but it's so overwhelming sometimes that I just want to listen to people. I don't want to talk or it's
you
very
just
draining.
Right. You just want to meditate. Release all of the stress that has been placed upon you all day long. And that means sitting in a quiet room by yourself. It does not mean that you don't want to communicate or interact with the rest of your family. It means at that point in time, you have been so stressed out throughout the day. You just need time for you, me time. Like me, this week, I took 2 days off from my job because I needed time for me, Miss Roberta. I lost my grandmother, as you know, 4 weeks ago, and it was very traumatic for me. So I have not had time for me because I had to make time, you know, to be with my family and to lay my granny to rest. So my grieving process was really put on hold because I'm the oldest of my grandmother's grandchildren now. So it was like I had to be strong for everybody but me. So I needed to take time, you know, for me, just for me, to pamper me, to do me, because that's one thing we don't do either. We don't take time for ourselves. We take time for everybody else and everything else, and we don't take time for us. And then when that traumatic illness hit us, we like, well, what happened? Why did it come upon us? Because we didn't do what God say do. We need to settle down on that one day that he told us to rest. And that's what we need to do. And that's why I don't understand why some people work 7 days a week when we're only supposed to work 5 or 6 days if you choose to. We just need to take time for ourselves, Ms. Roberta. And if that means sometime getting, you know, after work or before work, making that walk around the block or, you know, walking 5 blocks, you know, just to get that stress off, sometimes you need that. I don't want to join a gym. I'm not a gym person. I don't see myself in nobody's gym. I've tried that, Ms. Roberta, and I'm being honest, it's not for me. That's why I park my car 5 or 6 blocks from my house to make me walk to my car. That's my exercise every day, and I walk to and from around my block. I'm not going to do things that I know I'm not going to set my mind to do every day. I do things that I know that I'm going to, that's going to force me to do it. I'm not going to do things that might get on my nerves or get up under my skin or make me angry to the point where as though I say, forget this, I'm not going to do it. I'm like you, Ms. Roberta. Sometimes when I come home from work, I don't want nobody in my face. Oh, my man did this. Oh, mommy booby did this. I don't want to hear none of that. I just want time to myself, because if you jump in my face and try to get at me before I've, you know, released that stress, you're going to catch it.
Exactly. And you know what, that is, you made a really powerful point, Miss Jackie. And you know what, you might want to consider doing that for our New Year's episode, because that is a really, really powerful statement that you made about parking your car farther away. Because I'm just like you. I will admit I am overweight. I will admit that I do not exercise like I should, because the point is it's between, okay, I have all the stuff I got to do. I'm taking care of my parents. I'm doing all I can. And I'm just so drained that I just don't have it in me. Like, that is not a priority in my life. And shame on me, but it's the truth, just like you said. And you know what? That makes so much sense. Like, none of us think about, we're always trying to find. You are absolutely right. It's like we just need to stop being lazy and park farther away for us that do not go to the gym and walk it. I mean, like, you are absolutely right, Miss Jackie. Thank you for telling me that. You are correct. We need to do things like that. Or, you know, like, I try to always, when I'm at the grocery store, return my buggy all the way back if I can, or if it's the if you're able to, because sometimes they have those like little places you put your card in. I'm always trying to do stuff like that. Or sometimes when I'm in the grocery store, because I tell my husband that's all right, it's like if I see like a can in the wrong place, I'll walk down the aisle and put it in the right place, because that's my exercise. I don't have and the other thing I wanted to tell you is, you know what, you are so right. Like, I've been going through the phase, like, especially like I told you, this summer, it's just been a lot, you know, with my parents in school, and it's getting to the end. And
Exactly, Mr. Bird. I understand where you're coming from. You know, like you told me, you know, at first I didn't understand your message to me when my grandmother passed. She was like, after your grieving process, take your grandmother's legacy to another level. And I'm looking like, what is Miss Roberta talking about? I don't want to hear that right now, you know, and I'm being honest. But then after I got past my grieving process, I said, okay, I understand what she means now. Since I'm the oldest and since I'm into pageantry and, you know, doing other things in my community, I'm going to take her beauty and her strength, because I look just like her. If you saw the obituary, everybody that saw it, you know, was on me. But I'm going to do that because I just feel as though to be a great leader, and I mean a great leader, you have to be a great follower too. If you can't be a great follower, what makes you think you're going to be a great leader? And that's why I don't understand how some people get the positions that they do, Ms. Roberta, because if you ask them a question, they wouldn't know a dime to a donut as to what you're talking about. And I'm being honest. I am frank with my tongue sometimes, and I'd be like, okay, how did you get your position when you don't know anything about what I'm telling you, and I know more than you? It's ridiculous. Oh, my goodness, Ms. Roberta, I could go on and on. But we have to move on to number 8, and it's creativity. As a leader, it's important to learn to think outside the box and to choose which of the two bad choices is the best option. Some decisions will not always be clear-cut. Now, Ms. Roberta, what would you say about that statement and creativity?
Let's see. Well, sometimes you have to think outside the box. But the other thing is I think of being a great leader that you have to. Okay, can I give an example real quick?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. I've had over time in school where I have had students come up to me and tell me that they feel embarrassed for me or they feel bad for me because I am really unusual and I'm different than everyone else. And they just tell me that they feel so bad for me because I just don't act like everybody else does. And never, and I've made the comment of, you know, eagles fly alone, chickens flock in a coop together. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, I'm not meant to be here to be like everyone else. I'm unique, and I need to be who God called me to be. And,
right.
You know, sometimes people just think I'm a very unusual person, but I have known that God has made it clear to me that I am supposed to be, I'm supposed to shine. I'm supposed to be creative. I'm supposed
right.
to be the sounding board for what to so many people are too afraid to say. And I've had so many people tell me so many different times, I was thinking the same thing, I just didn't have the guts to say it. So you have to be bold in your creativity too,
mm-hmm.
Ms. Jackie, and not being so in fear of what you think is wrong, because everybody, and I'm guilty of this, you know, you want people to like you, but I've learned a really hard lesson in the past 2 weeks that, you know, I've learned people sometimes in your creativity are just jealous of you, and, you know, you think there's something wrong with you, but really it's something wrong with them. And
right. Right.
Jackie,
and Ms. Roberta, we call those type of people haters, and because it's the truth, because they want to be where you are. They don't have the courage or the intuition to step out on faith and do what you're doing. So instead of inspiring you and encouraging you, they're hating on you. So I always put on Facebook, I love my haters, because you're doing my job for me. You're promoting me. You're talking about me in a negative way, but then people are looking at you like, really, this person, you have all this time to talk about this one person. Your life must be really miserable that you have all day long to sit and talk about this one person. So all you're doing is promoting me. That's why I love Minds, Miss Roberta. They do my job for me. I don't have to do a thing. That's why when people say, oh, you too old to be a beauty queen, I said, you know what? No, I'm not. I said, because if I was too old to be a beauty queen, God would not have made me and would not have set this plan in motion for me while I was still in my mother's womb. So I said, you keep on promoting me, and I'm going to keep on wearing my crown and sash, and I'm going to keep on doing what God has for me to do. So what you say about me and to me is irrelevant. That's why we have to take things in stride, Miss Roberta, sometimes, and, you know, just like a piece of dirt, just shake it off our shoulder and keep moving. Because, granted, some things that people say to us may hurt us, but we got to keep in mind God has had that plan in store for us and in store for our lives way before we were even thought about. So the road that we're on, we need to stay on because that's God's plan for us. Anything outside of what God has planned for us is the trick of the enemy, and we need to stay away from stuff like that. That's why when it was told to me that by my platform being diabetes awareness, I should start a diabetes support group, a diabetes awareness support group, I looked at that situation. I said, maybe they're right because that is my platform and I want to get that type of information out into my community. And by me being a pageant queen and wearing a crown and sash, that would, you know, just take it to another level. And I said, yep, and I stepped out on faith. And now I have, you know, all my family, my friends and everybody supporting me. I've gotten all the information I need to when that time comes for me to do my support group, I'm going to be, you know, gung-ho for it. Because, like I tell people, even if it does not last a long time, at least I tried. I did not fail. I did not, you know, run in a little corner and hide. I stepped out on what God has for me to do. And you need to do the same thing, Miss Roberta. You don't let people intimidate you. You don't let people push you into a corner and tell you what you can and can't do. You don't let people tell you you're unusual. You say, you're right. God made me in his image, and I am unique in his own fashion. And you're right, and I'm going to stay that way. Thank you for pointing that out to me. That's what you tell them, Miss Roberta.
Thank you, Miss Jackie, for that powerful word.
And we're going to go to number 9, intuition. Guiding your team through the process of the day, the day's task can be, honed down to a science. Drawing on past experiences is a good reflex, as in reaching out to you, out to your mentors for support. Now, me, that's a good one, intuition. Like with you, if I don't understand something about our organization or anything that I may do, I reach out to my mentors or my supervisors or whoever, you know, to help me because, like I said before, and I'm going to piggyback on it again, how can you be great at what you do if you don't hone back on your past experiences or you don't ask anybody who has been through that, you know, how did they come out? How was their outcome? You know, things like that. You need to be teachable. And some people, Ms. Roberta, with all jokes aside, are just not teachable. They are not. You just can't have access to them no way you try. So in my experience with that, I step back, step off, and walk away because if you keep beating that dead horse ain't going to do nothing but lay dead. So that's my take on that. I don't know how you may feel about it, but that's my take on it.
Well, actually, I think that's a very powerful statement because I thank all of you for your hard work and your dedication and, you know, even being, you know, the inspiration for me because it's just with school, it's so overwhelming because it's just because it's getting to the end and, like, I'm sorry, but it's got to be my focus or I'm not going to be successful. And everyone, you know, you all understand what I'm going through and
right.
I respect that. And you guys have been so amazing and helpful and I really thank you, and I wanted to say, Miss Teresa has been the one that keeps reminding me that she keeps telling me the same thing. You know what? You just keep pressing on. You know what? Whoever is there for you is going to be there. You know, you have the quality, don't worry about the quantity. And like, she is the one that keeps pressing that on me, that that's what you need to focus on. And Miss Barb's done the same thing. She's said the same thing to me too, because, you know, sometimes you get frustrated because, you know, you're trying to move on. And, you know, I've just realized right now that God has the right people where they're supposed to be doing the right thing right now. And right now we need people that all support us trying to grow to become better than people that just want it for themselves, if that makes sense what I'm trying to say. And I am very thankful for the people that he has a part of this organization, because he, I'm telling you, I'm being very honest, and it's just like the right people are there at this very moment, and we're all helping each other, and I just think it's awesome, and that's what a sisterhood is about, Miss Jackie, and you are absolutely correct.
Now we'll go on to our last and final statement, ability to inspire. Make your team feel invested in the accomplishments of the company. Acknowledge the work that everyone has dedicated and commend the team on each of their efforts. I like that one. Number 10 is very, very, it just speaks for itself, Ms. Roberta. You know, we as employees, or wherever, you know, we may be in our life at that point in time, we all need to be acknowledged. We all need to have our accolades, you know, put out there for other people to see. Because sometimes that pat on the back means a lot. You know, I know people that say, oh, I don't need a pat on the back, you know, to show that I'm this and I'm that. But I'm like this. I want a pat on the back. I want to be told that I did a good job, or, you know, keep up the good work, or something like that, because that makes me want to go above and beyond. If I'm not told that I'm doing a good job or what I'm doing is right, I'm going to feel like this person is taking advantage of me, and I'm going to move on, you know, to another company or to another pageant or what have you, because I'm going to feel as though my skills and talents can be used better somewhere else because this person doesn't appreciate me. So what do you feel, Ms. Roberta?
Yep. You are absolutely correct about that one, too. And the thing is that, you know what? I make it a point to try to speak life into people, positive into people, thanking them, because I'm going to tell you, if it was not for the people that God has gave me on loan to bring in my life to help me, I would not be where I am, because it is God, but God plants people to help you too, because we need our earthly angels also. And I believe that 100%, because I get told a lot, why are you always telling people, you know, how wonderful they are, and you're always like saying odd things to people that not people don't normally say, is because God has wanted me to remind people how worthy they are. And your grandmother passing is a perfect thing, is that God taught me that we are to take our pain, turn it into purpose, heal our heart, and inspire someone else's life from the pain that we have been through and how we changed our life. And Miss Jackie, on that note, we have a minute left. Would you like to close our show for us today?
Yes, Ms. Roberta, I want to thank you for having me on your show. It has been very inspirational. It has been very enlightening. I'm glad that all the information that I'm putting out into the community is really helping. You have helped me a whole lot, you know, by me joining your organization, and I just feel very blessed to have you in my life. I feel very blessed to have Miss Aretha in my life. You all have really lifted me up in ways that I cannot say. And again, I just want to thank you for all that you're doing, have done, and will do for me. And thank you, Miss Roberta.
And thank you, Miss Jackie. And on that note, thank you all for listening to our show today. And if you have a topic you'd like Miss Jackie to speak on, please leave comments or follow us on Twitter at Motivation for You, or you're welcome to join us at MSIntegrityBeauty.com. And until next time, be a world changer.